Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So is that where we begin this morning? Breathless events in Libya, volatile markets taking a breath this morning. Monday morning, we're going to gaze forward into the future. What's the agenda? We're joined by our own Noel King, Takeaway Managing Producer. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, John.
And Kelly Evans, ahead of the tape, columnist of the Wall Street Journal, who's been joining us for all this volatile market drama over the past couple of weeks, in the studio with us. Good morning to both of you.
Yeah, great to be here.
So, Noel, this week's going to be all about what, in your
view? This week's going to be all about leadership, whether it's here at home in the political sphere, attempts at leadership, we should say, and then overseas in North Africa and the Middle East with Muammar al-Qaddafi and it being unclear whether he will remain in power or whether he's on his way out, and the influence that story will have on Syria, on Yemen, on some of those other countries.
Indeed. Kelly Evans, what do you think this week will be about, mostly?
Two words, Jackson Hole.
There you go.
That's where Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is speaking Friday morning, eerily enough, 1 year to the day after which he announced the quantitative easing program known as QE2 that helped boost stock prices 30% over the sort of ensuing 8 or 9 months. As we know, that rally and that program have come to sort of a volatile and sharp end. And the real question in markets is, will the Fed chairman do something this time around to signal more stimulus is on the way? He's already said interest rates on hold for two more years. He seems unlikely at this point, actually, to do that. And the question is how that'll shake out across.
Well, Jackson Hole will not be a moment for taking credit for victories. It will definitely be about what's next for the markets. But let's talk politics for just a minute regarding Libya. No one is going to say, we hope this week, at least in the Obama administration, that the president is holed up in Martha's Vineyard on vacation. What do you think the credit is that can be taken by the White House? The U.S. seemed very, very tepidly in support of the NATO operation, which was led mostly by Britain and France. Do you think the president focuses on Qaddafi or steps away and focuses on jobs?
I actually think that relationship with Britain and France is one of the things that the White House will use this week to really turn this in its favor. Remember, the conflict in Libya is President Obama's war, right? He led the American people into it. And the truth of the matter is it was part of his foreign policy to be a multilateralist, right, to work with allies, to work with Britain and France. If Qaddafi is on his way out, if it looks like Libya is going to be won, then what he can say is, look, my foreign policy, which is working with other countries, which is remaining on the side of our allies in Europe, has actually worked, right?
Success. Multilateralism is success. Meanwhile, how does the GOP deal with that? Rich Perry entered the race a week ago, actually Saturday, and there's still some more tweaking going on in that GOP field. How do they react to all this?
That's right. Well, look, Perry's got to make some statement about Libya this week. We don't quite know what he will say because he hasn't said much yet. Michelle Bachmann has said from the beginning that she wishes we had never gone in. She thinks we should have stayed out of it. And Mitt Romney, of course, has said he supports the troops, but thinks President Obama has not done enough. Has not done things the right way. So you can imagine some continuation of that conversation this week.
Talking about the agenda, that's Noel King, Takeaway Managing Producer. Kelly Evans, the Libya crisis or culmination of the revolution, which may depose Muammar Gaddafi while we're on the air this morning, has produced volatility in oil markets. Some markets trading down, anticipating more oil coming on the market from Libya. Asian markets have shrugged this completely off. They're trading down on European debt worries. Where do you think the markets go this week?
Well, what's interesting right now about the oil market is it's really a demand, not supply-driven market for the moment. So if this all had happened in Libya a couple of months ago when global growth prospects still looked rosy and people were worried about where our oil supply would come from, I think you see a much bigger impact this morning. As you said, Brent oil prices, which are really what this keys off for Europe and what really Libyan oil feeds directly into.
Libyan oil is the same flavor as Brent. That's why it's tagged closely.
Light and sweet.
There you go.
down about $1.50 this morning to $1.07 a barrel. That'll actually offer some relief along the Northeast here in the U.S. in terms of gas prices where there is some impact from those. But again, as you mentioned, you know, the NYMEX here in the U.S. trading up this morning. We're seeing stocks up a little bit. But again, the real question here is global growth. And so, yes, a million barrels or so from Libya, if they do come online, will help, you know, temporarily lower some of these oil prices. But it's not itself, I think, going to have a huge effect.
The market appears to have very little confidence in any of these governments' ability to generate growth. I heard one of your colleagues, Kelly, talking on Friday about how the president's job growth program before this week was to hire one of the biggest firers of all time, Jeff Immelt of General Electric. His characterization, not mine, not much faith in the ability of the president to do job creation.
You know, for the most part, Wall Street loves gridlock. You know, they love, hey, you know, if Washington can't come to any sort of agreement, and then they're staying out of the way, and that's great. This has been turned on its head. What you really see is the U.S. at a moment where there's crisis. There's crisis in leadership. There's crisis of confidence in leadership. And unfortunately, the economy appears to need some sort of policy response. So as I mentioned earlier, it's probably not going to come, nor should it, from the Federal Reserve. You know, low borrowing rates are not the problem here. The 10-year Treasury note is floating at around 2%. Mortgage rates may well be below 4%. You're not seeing the housing market turn around. What you do potentially need is some sort of response on the fiscal side. There, the prospect of anything getting done, either on the GOP or Democrat side, looks unlikely. And so compromise, unfortunately, only leaves us in kind of the muddle that we're currently dealing
with. But a calm week on Wall Street and global markets will make Bernanke look good in Jackson Hole and enhance his sort of vacation prospects. Leadership, the word you used a couple of times there, Kelly, back to Noel. Can the president, from his Jackson Hole there in Martha's Vineyard, reignite this debate about jobs, or do we wait till after Labor Day?
You know when he'll reignite it? He'll reignite it next week when he gives that speech on jobs. I think what you'll hear mostly on jobs this week is a lot of criticism. If he's got this plan, he's got this great speech that we're expecting on infrastructure and payroll tax cuts, why doesn't he give it this week? Why is he waiting until next week?
Finally, this seems, the Libya situation, seems like a huge victory for Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, who really pushed hard against administratively within the administration.
There you go.
Bob Gates, who was very, very loath to go into Libya. She pushed hard. It seems like she's won the day here, at least in the interagency battle in Washington.
This is really another notch on Hillary Clinton's belt. And maybe going forward, people will look back on this and say, you know, she did things the right way.
All right. So any predictions on where gold is going to be at the end of the week?
Oh, Kelly? Higher. I mean, at this point, I have no problem just saying parabolic. You know, we did
parabolic.
Take a look.
No, it's not even parallel to anything. Gold was up this morning, even though futures were up. And usually they've been going the opposite direction.
What that will do is complicate, John, a little bit of the signals that the people in the market take from gold. Usually if you see it rising, it's because they're doubting growth potential. They are expecting more stimulus to be on its way. But if we're getting into a situation where it's rising simply because we're entering bubble zone, it's going to make it a lot less
bubble zone.
Helpful.
Kelly Evans says, buy gold. The out of the tape columnist of the Wall Street Journal. There's your agenda with Noel King, takeaway managing producer. Looking for leadership from you later today.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.